Daily Mail carries a piece of news which is very interesting. The overbearing and interfering mother-in-law is often jokingly portrayed as most people's least favorite family member. And now a new poll on modern families reveals this is reality for almost a quarter of Britons who said their pet dog was more important to them than their in-laws.Of the over 2,000 people surveyed, 22% cited their pets as a close family member above in-laws, which is 21%, but below grandparents at 26%.
I suppose the family dog can't answer back, can it? That, which might have something to do with why people prefer the family
dog. Yes, and their pet dog won't point fingers at them. Oh, you haven't done this well. You should treat my daughter nicely.
Yeah. The other difference between your mother-in-law and the family dog is that if you leave the family dog outside in the rain for 3 hours and then you open the door, the dog will be very pleased to see you. The same can't be said of the mother-in-law.
Totally.
That's another difference between them. It's quite an interesting bit of research that was commissioned by Matterland for its Made in Modern Families campaign. And it also found that the household where children had multi-parental figures was also on the rise. More than 1 in 10 British families now live in what's called a blended family. As more people with children divorce, remarry, there are other parents around on the scene, for example, and the households are merging. That becomes something that's happening more and more often, it seems.
Yes, according to this poll, about a fifth of all children, that's more than the entire population of Birmingham and London combined, have participated in their own parents' wedding. That means their parents divorced and wedded again. Yeah. I think this thing hasn't happened in China yet.
No, I mean, personally, I think I'm a bit old-fashioned. I don't think it's such a good idea that there are all these people getting divorced and all these sort of, what do they call them, families, whatever the phrase was. But that's just because I'm a bit old-fashioned. And old-fashioned people will be reassured to know that 65% of families still eat together at the table. And they say it's one of their favourite family activities. 30% say they still enjoy playing board games and doing arts and crafts together too, which for traditionalists is some more good news.
Well, Mark, you are not old-fashioned in China. In China, you are still mainstream, so don't worry about this. And over a third, that's 35%, said their family's happiness was their top priority, compared to just 6% who cited money as most important. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。